the skies and bluer your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore.
Oh, my. Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians.
Yes, I guess we're playing the vinyl records that you have back on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, I wonder if Jolly Joe Tate ever played any of those records back in the day when Joe Tate was doing the mornings back in his Terre Haute, Indiana days as well. But we know him from...
It's basketball time on WEOL.
It's good to hear the voice of Joe Tate, and the memory of Joe Tate will be in full force today over at Cloverleaf. To talk about that is Scott Malarkey from Hometown Dental, friend of Joe Tate as well. Scott, good morning. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
It's going to be a fun day today at Cloverleaf. Let's talk about this Joe Tate Classic that's taking place today, kind of an all-day event with different Cloverleaf teams playing, kids coming in from different areas. How did this all start for you, putting this together?
So Coach Carmigiano and I don't know if you guys know this, but Coach Carmigiano got into journalism. He teaches journalism at Cloverleaf because of Joe Tate. He did his senior thesis on Joe. And so there's always been a lot of respect for Joe, especially in our school district, just because of who he is and, you know, how kind he was to the school district. And through our friendship, Joe was a good friend. And, you know, recently with his passing, we said, you know, we really need to honor, you know, Joe, we need to find a good way to honor our kids and honor Joe. And what better way to do that than have a classic, a basketball, all day basketball in his honor, where we're going to raise money. And then all the proceeds are going to go to Joe Tate scholarships, where they're going to go to a boys basketball player and a girls basketball player from Cloverleaf. And it's going to go in Joe's honor. So we're really excited. Yeah. To have basketball all day and get this going.
That sounds great. Of course, everybody knows Joe Tate is the voice of the Cavaliers for many years. The current voice of the Cavs, Tim Alcorn, who's been a friend of Joe Tate's for many years, shared this a little bit about Joe's love of basketball and high school basketball in particular.
I will share with you that I knew Joe well enough to know that he would have loved and have been so honored by this event here tonight. He would have loved being in a high school gymnasium watching high school basketball, eating a big hot dog or a box of popcorn. He would love seeing young athletes compete. He would love seeing them being cheered and recognized for their efforts both on and off the hardwood. Joe had a passion for high school sports, and in particular, his beloved Cloverleaf Colts. He followed them zealously. During his time as the Cavaliers play-by-play man and while I was at WEOL Radio, if Joe was on the road with the Cavs, I was sure to get that phone call. Timothy, how did the Cloverleaf Colts do last night? He was such a huge fan of this school and their teams. So in closing, congratulations to the scholarship recipients. Joe would be so proud of you, and I know that up above, he's so proud to have his name attached to such recognition. So again, I just want to thank everybody at Cloverleaf and everyone who's a part of this very special recognition for allowing me to be a part of it. And really, as Joe would say, let's play some Cloverleaf basketball.
And there's lots of basketball going on today, Scott. What time does this start, and what's the lineup for today's classic?
So we're starting basketball at 10. We've got some Cloverleaf travel teams that are going to be playing each other, and we've got middle school games that are going off. And then New London's going to be out for middle school, and then Lorraine Clearview is going to be playing the boys varsity, and then the girls are playing Canton South. So those should tip off around 5 with the girls first, then it'll end up with the boys varsity game.
And you have $5 tickets for the whole day, right? I guess that's how that's working out.
If you come in early, it's $5 tickets. If you're just coming for the varsity game, it's 7.
7. And all those money then helps goes to the scholarship. Is that how it's working for you?
Absolutely. We've got some raffle baskets with some great prizes. We've got Jim Tomey signed autograph ball. Thanks to Hall of Framers over in North Olmsted. Andrew Reimer did a really good job partnering with me and donating some really great stuff. So we've got some awesome baskets, some Cavs tickets from WUL. Thanks, guys. And it's just going to be a great day.
It's a great day to remember Joe Tate and think about him and realize it's only been a short time since Joe's passed, but we've always enjoyed his time. And we had a chance, Scott, you and I, meeting up with Joe here to some of the podcasts that he had done, talk about his career. It was kind of fun to look back on that And I got to know Joe a little later, always gracious and fun, and he had a lot of great stories to tell and always gave a positive attitude no matter where he went, and was always great to see about that.
And
so
I have one good story about Joe and Cloverleaf. So Joe was doing some commercials for my office, which he was great at, and we went out to eat after like we normally do, and Barb was with us, and we were kind of talking, and Cloverleaf was doing a leadership conference at the Cavs basketball arena, and then after it got done, they were all going to go to the game. Well, I had asked Barb, I said, could I ask Joe to go to the Cavs game? And she goes, he just doesn't really want to go. Not really his thing anymore, and he hasn't been back to one since he retired. And so we got to talking, and we were eating lunch, and I said, hey, Joe, we got a Cavs game coming up, but the Cloverleaf coaches are going to be there, and it's for a leadership conference. So we wanted you to go to the leadership conference with the Cloverleaf coaches, and then, you and I would go to the game. And he looks Barb dead in the face, and he goes, well, looks like I'm going to a Cavs game. And that's just how he was with Cloverleaf. He's like, you're going to make me go to a Cavs game. It better be involved somehow with Cloverleaf. And I did. I picked him up, took him, and it was so hard to get him to a seat because everybody had not seen him in so long. Folks that were working the elevators and working the concession stands all knew him by name because he stopped and talked to those people, and that's just who he was. So I just thought it was cool, and I really wanted to share that with you guys.
Yeah, that is great, too, as well. But it's going to be a Joe Tate Classic today over at Cloverleaf High School, getting people thinking about Joe. I don't know how many Joe Tate sweaters there might be. He was famous for wearing all those sweaters. We got that kind of weather that we need to do for now, but it'll be a lot of fun, and we're glad to have those games on the air later on this afternoon. Scott Malarkey from Hometown Dental, thanks for joining us, setting this up, and sharing with us, and good luck with the event today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. We'll be there all day.
Thanks. Scott Malarkey joining us from Hometown Dental. There you have it, the Joe Tate Classic going on today. Here we are. It's 8:20 at WEOL. Well, speaking of Joe Tate's and Classic, we're at this time of the year that we can't not play.
Elo will inbound far side, 1.3 seconds. Elo looking, fires to Doherty, back to Elo, the three in the air. It's good! He won it!